Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. On the program today, we want to continue to explore the question why we worship on the first day of the week. Now, there be those who contend that we should observe the Sabbath day, which is Saturday, rather than the first day of the week. And they offer certain arguments as to why the Sabbath day is still binding. But those arguments are not true. Those arguments have to do with a matter of authority. There is nowhere in the Scripture that says, "Do not worship on the Sabbath," but neither is there in the Christian age any authority binding the Sabbath day upon the Christian. The Christian has reason to worship on the first day of the week, and we're going to explore that. The first day of the week was not ordained by Constantine or by Rome. It was a part of the Mosaic Law. And that Mosaic Law has been nailed to the cross. It has been fulfilled. It has accomplished its purpose. The faith of Christ has come. We're no longer under, nobody is under the law of Moses, not even those to whom it was given, and it was given exclusively to the Israelite nation. But much is made by Sabbatarians of Genesis chapter 2, so let us read the words that they quote to us. "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all the work which God created and made." Now the contention is made that God, from the beginning, required that everybody observe the Sabbath day, and that he hallowed it at the very end of his creation work. Well, friend, there's no question that God sanctified and blessed the Sabbath day, but when did he do that? Now, that's another matter. For whom did he hallow that day? And for how long did he hallow that day? And when did man begin to observe that day? For these questions need to be answered when we turn to Scripture, not to the edicts of denominationalists who want to bind the Sabbath today. In Nehemiah chapter 9, "Thou camest down also from Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgments, and a true law, and good statutes and commandments." Now notice, he came from Mount Sinai, "and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, laws, by the hand of Moses thy servant." Friend, it's very clear that from the time of Mount Sinai, Moses on Mount Sinai, he came down, he made known to Israel the Sabbath day. There's not a line anywhere of evidence that those prior to Moses' time observed the Sabbath day. They were people of God that existed before Moses' time, but there's no commandment for them to observe the Sabbath day. Friend, that law was given at Sinai. It was given exclusively to the nation of Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 5. It was never a law that was given to Gentiles, and it was not a law that was given before Sinai. And as for its duration, Exodus 31 tells us it was to last throughout the generation of the Jews. Friend, the Jewish people are no longer God's chosen people. They fulfill their purposes for their choice as being descendants of Abraham. Christ has come, and that has long since passed the time, and the law is not even binding upon those to whom it was exclusively given. It doesn't apply to the Gentile. It doesn't apply to anybody today. Now, some contend that we should observe the Sabbath because Jesus did. Well, friend, let's keep something in mind that's so evident. Jesus was a Jew, and Jesus lived subject to the law of Moses. And Jesus lived perfectly under that law. He never violated it in any way. It was still in effect for the Jewish people during the lifetime of Christ here upon this earth. But the question is, did our Lord enjoin the observance of the Sabbath on those who would come to God through him? Where in the New Testament is the teaching of Christ that his disciples are to observe the Sabbath day anywhere close like the Jews did? Where is that passage? Friend, it does not exist. It's simply not included in the doctrine of Christ. I say to you, and in kindness, every argument put forth by Sabbath keepers fails to prove that the Sabbath is still God's law for all the world today. It was never God's law for all the world. It's not God's law for anybody today. But to show their contentions to be wrong does not prove that the first day of the week is the right day for worship. We need to turn our attention to that particular matter. Where is the authority of Christ for Christians to observe the first day of the week? Where did Christ not bind the Sabbath, but where did Christ show that Christians are to worship on the first day of the week? And, of course, that corresponds to our Sunday. Well, the first day of the week, according to the New Testament, was indeed a very significant day for Christianity. And that's because of so many significant and important momentous things happened on the first day of the week surrounding Christ and his religion. Christ arose from the dead, from the dead on the first day of the week, John chapter 1. And the Holy Spirit that had been promised by Christ to the apostles, he came upon the apostles on the first day of the week. That was on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after the Passover, which of necessity fell upon the first day of the week. And the church was established that day. So the church was established on the first day of the week. And after Christ died and was buried and was raised from the dead, he appeared to his apostles. And he appeared to them first on the first day of the week, John chapter 20. Well, in the absence of the emphasis anywhere on the seventh day, we find examples of assembly for worship, for study, for giving, for the Lord's Supper, for on the first day of the week. In 1 Corinthians 16, they were commanded to assemble on the first day of the week because that's when they took up their contributions, that there be no contributions had to be done on the first day of the week. Acts chapter 20, Paul met with the brethren there at Troas, and they worshipped and partook of the Lord's Supper. It was on the first day of the week. That was the very reason that they had come together on the first day of the week. And there's the command in Hebrews 10:25 that we ought not ignore. Some do. But the command not to forsake the assembly must be noted. And we assemble on the first day of the week like the early church did. We're commanded to assemble, and we're not to forsake it. And these assemblies, we worship God through Christ. But someone suggests, didn't Paul go to the synagogue on the Sabbath day? Well, yes, Paul did, but not for the purpose of Jewish worship. Paul knew that Jewish worship had been nailed to the cross. Paul had taught the very things that we are not bound by the Mosaic law and the Jewish worship. Paul went there on the Sabbath day because there were people with whom he had things in common. They already both believed in God. They both believed in the coming of the Messiah. Paul used the opportunity to preach that the Messiah had come and that Jesus of Nazareth was that Messiah. He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath to take advantage of the opportunity to teach, not to worship according to the law of Moses. And when he spoke to his Christian brethren, as we read in Acts 20 and verse 7, that was on the first day of the week. Now we know that our authority in religion is the Bible. For the Christian, it is the New Covenant. Secular history, and that's not our religious authority, corroborates the evidence of the day of the early Christians to be the day of worship, the first day of the week. Early Christian literature, their letters, their commentaries, their histories of the church, as well as non-Christian accounts of that particular period, they all indicate the same thing. Christians met upon the first day of the week. Justin Martyr called the first day of the week the Lord's Day, taken from the phrase of Revelation 1 and verse 10. Those secular writings date back within 40 to 50 years of the life of John the Apostle. Now, if we be honest with the evidence, friend, we can draw some conclusions with certainty and assurance and confidence. The Sabbath was enjoined on Israel during the period of the Mosaic Law when it was operative for that nation. But once the law of Christ was revealed, and once it was set in effect, beginning with Pentecost, that law was removed, being nailed to the cross. We live by and under the authority of Christ, and his authority says nothing of the observance of the Sabbath, but shows his disciples worshiping on the first day of the week. And when we speak as the oracles of God, this is why we worship on the first day of the week. We have the example of those in the first century revealed to us in the New Testament that they met on the first day of the week, rather than our practice of the first day of the week being that which should be questioned. We would ask those who contend for the Sabbath keeping, where's the passage that the patriarchs were commanded to observe that day? Where's the teaching that any except Israel was commanded to observe that day? Where is the division of Moses' law into ceremonial and moral division, with some of it being set aside and other parts of it being retained? Why do we wish to take some of the moral law of Moses, but omit part of it? They don't observe the Sabbath day the way the Bible teaches. They say observe the Sabbath day, but they don't do it like the Bible says it ought to be done. By what authority do you take part and dismiss the other part? There's a law, the law of Moses, it's a moral law, that when one's brother is a widow, one brother's widow is to be taken by his brother to raise seed in his name. Do they do that? Do they follow the law of Moses? That's a moral law. Why did he not restrict their labor and their travel and attending punishment for the violators of the law of Moses that the law requires? Friend, observing the Sabbath day is not for our time. That's the real question. We have shown why we observe as the first day of the week. That's what was done in New Testament times. That's by the authority of Jesus Christ. The will of Christ makes it plain what we do. This is why we worship on the first day of the week. I just wish there were more that would do that, that would indeed assemble on the first day of the week and worship God with the items of worship that the New Testament specifies. That way we would be more pleasing to God. We need to respect the first day of the week as our day of worship. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.